DJC.
HKX, afternoon.
You headed home today, or you, can't see what, I don't know what time it is. It's almost 3 o'clock. You out traveling today?
Sir, I finished up a little early today. Couldn't get to a couple of shops. The road was blocked. So, had to skip by those. I'll catch them next week.
Wednesday. A lot of places still closed on Wednesday like they used to years ago, or Patrick, or is that just certain places?
Places I do are closed. I have a few that close early so that they can go to church on Wednesday afternoon.
Remember all our stores in my hometown, they closed on closed Wednesday about lunchtime, either noon or 1 o'clock or something like that. I just wonder if that's just as unusual or... In a lot of small towns, it has been that way years ago. I don't know if people still did that or not. Like the work week is now, it seems like it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for most of them, but they've always closed early and Wednesday, and in a lot of places closed, of course, they were closed on Sundays off. A lot of places closed early on Saturdays, too.
Growing up around the house where I was at, from where I'm from, and things closed up on Sunday. You could barely go get anything to eat if you could, and the stores were closed. And you know, that's back when family spent time with family.
I remember there were a couple of places that were open for Sunday for lunch, and you know, little restaurants and that sort of thing Sunday after church for lunch, but I don't think they were even open for dinner until years later. So going into the mid to late 60s, I think about all we had was like a Dairy Queen and maybe a hamburger hot dog joint. That was about it. We had a couple of places that were restaurants, but they were closed. They were open during the week, but they were closed on Sundays other than Sunday lunch, and that was it.
That growing up, I'm not that old, but I can still remember that.
Talking to someone the other day about stores, that sort of thing, and he's probably the same age I am, and he said the only time he remembered people being open late on Saturday was during Christmas rush season. Sometimes they'd be open to 7 o'clock, but most stores closed at 5 then. And until they came in with a 7-Eleven type gas station, you know, they were, and of course, when I was in school, when I was in college, the gas stations were closed on Sunday due to the oil crisis. So if you needed gas, you better get it on Saturday, because you weren't getting any if you needed it on Sunday.
I missed all that. I was born in 75, so I didn't get to experience that to where I can remember it anyway.
The first one was about 1973 or 74, I think, but it carried well on again. It happened again about 1980, but we had gas lines around the blocks, and yeah, you would have just been a toddler when that was going on, or not even, you might have been born, to be honest with you. I think it might have been 73 maybe, but have gas lines, and they limited, you couldn't get but like 4 or 5 gallons of gas, and that sort of thing, and prices jumped from, I remember there were times when I started driving back in the mid to late 60s when I could buy gas for, gas was, you know, anywhere from 19 to 26 cents a gallon.
A kid for around 60 cents a gallon. I remember the first time I seen it go over a dollar, how everybody just thought that was going to be the end of all.
It remained low, actually, I think, up until 9/11. Then it just shot up, and it never really went back. And it went over, seemed like me, it might have been 80 to 90 cents a gallon. But it was, you know, when 9/11 happened, it just immediately, a lot of people, they just doubled up gas prices in a hurry. And then there was another time, I was still working at this time. And there was another time when something happened, and gas went to $3 a gallon, just jumped overnight almost. them. A lot of stations closed, you know, closed the pumps. They couldn't get it. It might have been when Katrina was coming through, maybe, and when that happened, around 2005, I guess, or something like that. I think that was the time period when that happened. But gas went from like $1.79 up to $3.25 a gallon. If you could find it, they will empty in gas to, you know, 10 gallons or something like that then, too.
That's when Katrina come through. I was done driving diesel trucks by then, but it was over $5 a gallon. But you could find it, but you were going to pay for it.
Yeah, we're not headed back in that direction again. People just don't understand that petroleum drives this nation. You can't get it there. That electricity comes from somewhere. You know, it don't all come from the sun. But I hope they don't continue to damage the oil business, because we're not quite at that point yet. Especially those people up in the Northeast that are clamoring for it so much. It's different when you live in California and average temperature is 70 degrees. But those people up in the Midwest and Northwest, Northeast, when it gets down to 10 degrees or below zero or something like that, those power plants ain't running. They ain't getting any electricity.
That little snowstorm down in Texas this past winter woke people up to that, that the solar and wind was not going to keep up in that situation.
I think it's a good alternative for some people, but I don't think we're at that point now. Not yet, maybe in 10 years, maybe it might be at a point where you can, it's a little more reasonable, but it's not quite there yet. A lot of people here in the neighborhood got, the people came through here, started selling solar panels, going on the roofs, and none of the people could afford to pay for it outright, so they leased them, which means whenever they sell that property, the next person has got to assume that lease. So, it's just not, some people don't think things out very well, but you know, that's just the way it is. But, I know a couple of people have Teslas. They love their Teslas. But good Lord, man. The big ones, they're $90,000. That don't mean it ain't going to drive off with you either, catch on fire.
I mean, we need an alternative, but like you say, we're not there yet. And we got to learn somehow. So, I mean, research and development on the fly, I guess.
And back when I bought this Honda my wife drives, which is a 2005, they had just a year or two before they come out with a hybrid, and that thing only got about 36 miles per gallon. They get much better gas mileage of any than the one we have now. But they also had one, and you could buy it in the Southeast. They also had a natural gas version, compressed natural gas that you could use. And it had a tank in the back. It was made out of carbon. It was reinforced carbon fiber, but yeah, it's the same deal with people running LP gas in trucks. They used to do it a lot years ago. The gas company used to power their trucks with propane, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's propane or natural gas, one or the other. But these hydrogen, if they ever come up with a hydrogen-powered car that you're not going to blow yourself up when you fill it up, that's probably a better alternative than any of it, actually.
I'll say Tom and I were talking about that a couple of weeks ago. That would make a much better alternative if we can find a way to keep it from going bang.
Some of that technology, my brother-in-law worked on that stuff at one time. He kind of dabbles in different things depending on what his folks at the DOD have been doing. He works on all types of unmanned vehicles, and they were working with the unmanned vehicles and cars and that sort of thing. And this has been quite a few years ago, but he showed me some of the hydrogen technology that they had. He said it's just too expensive to put it on the market, and right now, and also the safety factor. You know, what would you do? How would you fill it up? You know, people don't pay a lot of attention when they're filling the cars up now. If they made a mistake with the hydrogen fill, it'd be a their catastrophe.
That's for sure, KO4HKX for ID. But yeah, if somebody make a mistake with that, and that'd be a real bad day.
See, yeah, you know, we looked at that hybrid when I bought this car for her, you know, all those years ago. And, the battery, they would only guarantee the battery for like 4 or 5 years or something like that. And I went and off. I said, man, I said, if you don't, if you'll guarantee a battery for 10 years now, you know, I would consider buying one. But I was talking to some of the guys that work in the rescue squads, and that sort of thing. They said, this is when they were just coming on the market. And they said, they really didn't know where all the heavy duty power lines that went through the, you know, to power the hybrid plug. They didn't know exactly where it was. You had to be careful because of the voltage level. And then when I got to looking at how the cost of the battery, I said, you know, if gas had been $5 a gallon now, it would have paid for itself. But I'd have to have something that lasts longer than just a few years, because we tend to keep our cars at least, you know, 8 or 10 years.
Mine a little longer than that, but I'm not big on the hybrid cars right now. I've learned to work on them when I work for Ford. I'm going to give them a few more years before I even have anything to do with them.
Knife show in Atlanta, the Blade Show. I'd go one every year for a number of years, and the guy behind me was working at, I think he was working at NC State on hybrid and self-driving vehicles. He said, this had been 4 or 5 years ago. He said, give them about another 10 or 15 years. He said, somewhere around 2025, maybe 2030, he said, then they'll be ready for prime time. He said, there'll be such a big demand for people, especially people even my age, when they get older where they can't drive. He said, those self-driving cars, or he said, that'll be the thing. And then he said, if the technology still, even though they're cool and innovative, he said, it would be a good while before the technology really get to the point where you could just, you know, get in one and it'd take you somewhere. But it is cool hitting the remote on the Tesla and having it come around, drive around, get out of the park place, drive around, and open up the doors and pick you up. That is pretty cool. But that's $90,000. I don't have it. If I had it, I don't think I'd buy one.
Something better to do with $90,000. Not a fan of those cars right now. It'll be a few years, and then you think about the infrastructure. The infrastructure for the power grid can't handle what we got on it now. Everybody start having 2 and 3 electric cars in the house. There's no way it's going to keep up.
And, I was thinking the same thing when you were talking about that. Yeah, that's a lot of power going into the car. I don't know how much it is. I know the guy that has a Tesla lives a couple doors above my daughter and her family, and he's got one of the power stations for his. But you know, some of these places, you know, you could actually charge them for free. But now that now the only place you have free chargers are where they have some hotels. I think in Greenville have one, but. I don't think there's anything here. I don't think anybody here in Anderson has one, unless maybe the Hilton Garden has a charger for a Tesla, maybe. But yeah, you got to drive. You got to have more than 200 miles between charge or so before that become really practical. I mean, at least around here, you know, we still got a lot of rural territory to cover here.
Terrain they're used in has a lot to do with it too. You get into these mountains up here, and they don't. Batteries don't last as long as they do down on the flat ground. Just climbing a mountain takes a lot out of them, just like a gas engine.
Just like any other battery, if it gets really cold, they don't work as well. They're not anywhere near as efficient. By the time they get to electric stuff where it's in the self-driving stuff up to snuff, I think by that time we'll probably have hydrogen. At least it'll be a lot more affordable than it is currently. It always kind of makes me uneasy knowing if they start talking about a bunch of self-driving 18-wheelers, that exactly instills confidence in me.
About a year for a bit, I'm in my spot where I can transmit real well. I don't feel for a bit. I'll be clear on the problem.
Catch you that time in and out. I'll give you a few minutes to give me a shout back when you get up to a better location in 40JC.
This is N0TR Mobile.
N4DJC, how are you doing today?
Okay, looked down at my phone, almost veered into the other lane. That was stupid. Oh, well, it went did it, and I looked that way for a second. Boy, you don't want to do that up here in these narrow highways, Jerry. How you doing today?
Good. Pretty warm outside. We've been inside today, though, but upstairs air conditioner just came up, so it must be getting kind of toasty outside.
What was it, Bernice? 85 degrees when I left, or 86. It's hot out, I can tell you that, and yeah, I turned it over to 73 on the air this morning, and it was like 53 when we got up, but it didn't take long to warm up.
I got out about probably 7 or 7:30 this morning. It was still pretty chippy then, but by the time we went back out again about 11, it got warm in a hurry. And I think it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, though, from what I saw. I don't think it'll be quite as warm as it is today. I didn't know if they had any rain in the forecast or not. I know originally it did, but I don't know if it still does or not, Tom.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow evening's when it's supposed to start, I guess. I don't know exact time frame. But then rain possibilities clear through Saturday, Jerry. And we are headed up to the dollar store up here to get a propane bottle. The one I got had a mud dauber's nest in it, and the last time it was certified was 1995. It's a full bottle, but it had dirt in there and that, and I'm sure that O-ring shot, and just to err on the side of safety, I'm not going to use it.
Propane for my grill anymore. I had a cocaine grill for quite a few years. And that one had an odd fitting on it. It was really difficult to find somebody that had one that would swap it out. I could fill it for that, but I had to drive all the way across. Only two places, I think, here in town that had the correct fitting to fill it. And only one of those was open on Sunday. And I think towards the end of it, when I got this charcoal one, that other one's lifespan, they finally did start carrying it loads where you could swap them out. But I was always running out of gas. I could never remember how much I had in it. And I never put a gauge on it and had spiders and everything in it. So I bought a portable kitchen. It's a cast aluminum grill, top and bottom. It was some guy in Texas used to sell them years ago, back in the 50s, and somebody bought the mold for it, started molding them again, casting them again. It's been a really good grill. It really doesn't have anything to rust on it except the grills, the grates themselves, and they're not very expensive to replace.
Yeah, that would be excellent. Well, this was a $299 one, and with my military discount, it come to $285. It was kind of middle-of-the-road thing, Jerry. We don't need a high-end one just for two of us. And Bernice wanted to go back to propane again, so we've been cooking with charcoal for the last 10 years. And it's just more of a pain in the rear. She started to make some fillets the other day, and the propane, or the the grill was only about 300 degrees when we needed it, and so this way it'll just be quick and easy, down and dirty, as they say. Jerry, I'm about to pull in. I'll catch you on the way back here. Boy, I'm gonna see if I can hitch a ride with these two good-looking gals in this Mercedes convertible over here, if Bernice will let me. Bernice said there was old ladies. I was imagining things. Anyways, see you later, Jerry. And we won't be here long, I don't think. Yeah, they got gas here. It's N0TR73, Jerry.
Okay, Todd. Bernice has got her. One eye has been fixed, and the other one can probably, she can probably see what you're up to. So you still better watch yourself. Talk to you later, Todd. N0TR and 4DJC.